Lesson 4. Mount Vernon. No visit to Washington, D.C. is complete without a trip to Mount Vernon, the home of George Washington, our nation's illustrious first president. It is located just a few miles south of our nation's capital, and its fine views, spacious lawns, shaded walks, and carefully tended gardens make it one of the most popular tourist attractions in the nation. More than 1 million people a year visit Mount Vernon, where they may pay their respects to the memory of our first president and his wife, the First Lady, both of whom are buried there. Mount Vernon had been in the Washington family for almost 100 years when George Washington inherited the property in 1761. It comprised 5 separate farms as well as the house overlooking the Potomac River, in which he lived with his wife and her 2 children from a former marriage. Because the house was too small for their needs, Washington added rooms and outbuildings. He hired the best workers he could find and supervised their work closely. By the time he had finished, Mount Vernon was the fine mansion visitors see today. Although Washington was loath to leave his beautiful home, his duty to his country required him to be absent from Mount Vernon from 1775 until 1783, while he was leading the Continental Army in the war against the British. In his absence, a distant cousin, Lund Washington, managed the property for him. We know a great deal about this period in the history of Mount Vernon because the correspondence between the 2 men has survived. Washington gave his cousin considerable latitude in looking after the estate, and Lund was a competent manager. However, one incident aroused Washington's wrath. Lund wrote to him saying that a British warship had come up the river and that the crew had asked for food. Not wanting to antagonize them, Lund had complied with their request. Washington reprimanded his cousin and told him that he should have refused even if they had burnt my house and laid the plantation in ruins. In 1789, Washington reluctantly left Mount Vernon once again to serve as the country's first president. He retired from public life after 8 years and returned for the last time to his beloved home, where 2 years later he died. The property remained in the Washington family until 1858, by which time the house was in a sadly dilapidated state. In that year, the Mount Vernon Ladies Association, a group of private citizens, acquired the property. The association carefully renovated the house so that it now looks as it did when George Washington lived there. The Mount Vernon Ladies Association has maintained it ever since and opens it to the public every day of the year.